10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better.
Survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour, rotten by the hour, and my heart's
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pouring 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and in that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Coming off a thrilling win last night, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action against the Amarillo Sod Poodles for Game 3 of a six-game series. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Hodgetown in the Texas Panhandle, and happy September as we begin a new month, the final month of the 2022 season, just 16 games remaining in the year. Kind of crazy as we have just flown along this season, but the Rough Riders, for the first time in the second half, enter a ballgame in sole possession of first place in the Texas League South. With 16 games remaining, they are officially in a playoff spot right now, and they continue a very important series against these Sod Poodles. The Rough Riders are two games up on Amarillo, one game up on Midland, and after this series, they don't play either of those two teams the rest of the way. So this is the only chance the Rough Riders will have to help themselves out, and hopefully they'll keep winning here in this crazy ballpark and separate themselves a little bit more from these Amarillo Sod Poodles. Why is this a crazy ballpark? Well, let's go through what's happened in this series so far, as once again, it's been a wild first two games, as expected. That's what happens when you come out here to Amarillo. Rough Riders led 4-1 in the opener, gave up two runs in the eighth to tie the game at 4-4, and then a walk-off single by Tristan English ended it in the bottom of the ninth inning in the opener. Then last night, the Rough Riders played a back-and-forth game with Amarillo with four lead changes and a tie. Frisco finally outslugged Amarillo 16-10 the final, taking the lead in the top of the eighth inning for good with three runs and then adding on three more to win it 16-10. They out-hit Amarillo 17-10 and hit six home runs, including a monster day for Blaine Grimm, going 3-for-6 with five RBIs and two homers, his seventh multi-home run game of his minor league career. And that helped the Rough Riders push their way past Amarillo. Definitely the highlight of the ball game was the fourth inning. The Rough Riders hit four home runs, including back-to-back-to-back homers. And Rough Riders, with their third-best offensive output in terms of homers per game this season, they've had an eight-homer game, a seven-homer game, and a six-homer game, with the latter two coming here in this ballpark. Their eight-home run game was back in Tulsa on May the 15th. So the Rough Riders won it 16-10, the final score last night, and now they turn to Cody Bradford on the mound today, who's been one of their best starters in the second half. In the month of August, he was brilliant. 2-0 over four starts with a 1.52 ERA, striking out 30 and just walking three over 23 and two-thirds innings. And Cody Bradford, a guy who the Rough Riders have turned to time and time again in big situations, especially here in the second half, and he has delivered. He's pitched really well also against Amarillo this season, as Bradford this season 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA against Amarillo. Over his career, he's 3-0 against Amarillo in five starts with a 3.75 earned run average. So a guy who has a lot of experience here at the AA level, pitching in his second season in Frisco, versus a guy who's making his first start in his AA career, Jameson Hill. He made his AA debut last week in Corpus Christi, and it did not go well. Hill, the native of San Diego, California, out of Fresno State, he allowed five runs on seven hits over two innings, including a couple homers. And Jameson Hill, a no decision, but a 22.5 ERA in AA, entering his first start at the AA level. He went 7-7 over 21 starts with a 4.35 ERA in Hillsboro at the high A level before getting the call-up. And we're looking forward to this pitching matchup between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Cody Bradford for the Frisco Rough Riders against Jameson Hill for Amarillo. Well, we've been talking about the bullpen a lot and how important the bullpen will certainly be going forward tonight and in this series. And we caught up with a member of the bullpen, Joe Corbett, who has connections to this area. He went to West Texas A&M here in Amarillo, and he knows this area very well. He has a few coaches in attendance and some friends here at the ballpark tonight, and he's slated to pitch tonight as well out of the pen. We'll take a break, come back with our interview with Rough Riders reliever Joe Corbett after this, as we continue our pregame coverage before the third game of the six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. We'll be right back with Joe Corbett after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome to Amarillo. We're joined by Joe Corbett here on the pregame show. Now, Joe, this is a very familiar ballpark and a very familiar area to you as you went to college not far from here. How special is it to come back and pitch in this ballpark?
It's pretty very special. It's something I've been looking forward to ever since I got drafted by the Rangers and I found out they were in the Texas League. So, yeah, for 3 years now, I've been looking forward to coming back to this park and playing here. And whenever in 2020, whenever COVID happened, this is where I came and I worked out here at this ballpark for the majority of that year, so it's just pretty cool to be here, and we have a bunch of friends here, but I'm pretty excited about it.
Have guys on the team come to you and said, all right, what do we do around this area? What's there to do in Amarillo?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most guys have, but me and Tristan checked out the campus today, and he liked it. I was showing him around. We talked to the coaches and everything. Just kind of showing him around, but yeah, like most guys, they're not sure what to do around here. But I love it. So,
you have some friends in attendance and the coaches as well here tonight. How special is it to pitch in front of those guys?
It's very special. I mean, I wouldn't be here without the contributions of every one of those people. So, well, I mean, while I'm out there pitching, I'll be focused. But, you know, whenever I'll be aware of it, I'll be thinking about it. And I'm very grateful for all the people that are coming to show support for me, the Sod Poodles, and the Rough Riders.
With 3 weeks left in the season, how do you feel like you can take a step back and kind of assess your season to this point now?
I think I've had a good year up to this point. The end of the road is right there, and it's easy to look at that, but this is a huge week. We're in first place. We got to finish this week strong. We got two more weeks after that. So right now it's just be where your feet are, finish the year strong instead of check out early. And, you know, hopefully we can win a championship.
How important is that? Because you hear so much about minor league baseball being about development, but it really seems like these guys, and you included, care about winning and care about getting into the playoffs. How important is that to you?
Absolutely. Like, if you're in the race, if you're in the hunt, then hell yeah. I mean, like, this is what we all dream of. Like, you know, it's not the World Series, and, you know, the minor leagues is about development. But if you're in the situation and you're in the hunt, then we're going to give it all we have, and why not? So it's going to be awesome.
This lineup has really changed a bunch, and it seems like we're getting a lot of guys from High A Hickory on the pitching side of things and in the lineup side of things as well. How have you seen some of your guys kind of progress, and is that fun to see them improve throughout the season as well?
It's very fun. It's fun watching, you know, Mark Church, Tristan Pauly, Josh Smith, you know, these guys come up, and I feel like for the most part, everyone that's come up has done a good job. You know, they wouldn't have been sent up if they weren't ready. So it's fun watching them compete at the next level. It's fun competing myself at this level, learning what's the differences between High A and here, and what I need to get better at going into next year. But it's just, you know, like last night, Tristan Shubbs pitched great, and I feel like I pitched great. Like I love watching my guys do well. So it's just very, very fun. I'm very blessed.
Joe Corbett, our guest here on the pregame show. Now, you talked a little bit about your season, but here in these last few weeks, is there anything in particular you want to focus on, or is it kind of making sure you finish strong?
Finish strong for sure, big picture, but yeah, I just want to, when I got here, I walked a little more people than I wanted. So I want to keep those walks where they are right now. Hopefully, you know, I don't walk anyone the rest of the season, but just keep going out there and pounding the zone and just being a. I want to, every time I'm on the mound, I want to help this team win the game. So, you know, I want to be a part of this championship team. So just it's you know, it's bigger than yourself. So I'm gonna get out there and I'm just gonna try to help the team win every single time.
Hey, we're certainly looking forward to it. Welcome, quote unquote, back home, I guess, here in the Amarillo area, and good luck tonight, Joe.
Thank you. Yeah, this is. I told them at WT, this is my second home. I love it here. I love coming back. I always feel welcome. Great people here in West Texas.
All right, he's Joe Corbett, reliever for the Rough Riders. That's going to do it for us here on the pregame show. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Hey, hockey fans, join the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field on September 9th for Dallas Stars Night with a co-branded Stars Rough Riders beanie giveaway at the gates and post-game fireworks. Get your Texas Hockey Ticket Pack available now, which features 4 tickets to Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on September 9th, 2 hockey teddy bobbleheads, and 2 reversible beanies. Get your tickets today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Amarillo, Texas, as we get you set for the third game of this 6-game series from Hodgetown in the Texas Panhandle. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you along. Let's take you through the starting lineups for both these teams. And we start with the Frisco Rough Riders atop the Texas League South at 29-23. Jonathan Ornelas leads it off at shortstop, and Aaron Zavala follows in right field after he homered yesterday. Justin Foscue after him, the DH. He's homered in each of the first 2 games of this series. Middle third, Blaine Grimm, the first baseman, with 2 homers yesterday. Luis Angel Acuna at second, he also homered. Kellen Strom in center field hit 6th. He didn't homer, but he's 2-for-5 in the series. Bottom third, Trevor Hauber in left field. David Garcia, the catcher, and Franmer Chavez is the third baseman in the 9th spot. Once again, for the Rough Riders, Ornelas, Zavala, Foscue, Krim, Acuna, Strom, Haber, Garcia, and Chavez, the starting 9 for the Frisco Rough Riders. On the other side, for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, two games back of Frisco in the Texas League South here in the second half with 16 games remaining. Jorge Barrosa starts it off, then it's Robbie Enriquez hitting 2nd, and the home run leader in the Texas League, Leandro Cedeno, hits 3rd. Tristan English, Blaze Alexander, and Juan Centeno make up the middle third of the order at left field, shortstop, and catcher, respectively. And in the bottom third, it's Tim Tawa, the second baseman, Tyquan Forbes at 3rd, and Andy Yerzy is the DH today, hitting 9th. Once again, for Amarillo, it's Barrosa, Enriquez, Cedeno, English, Alexander, Centeno, Tawa, Forbes, and Yerzy. Our pitching matchup between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles today, it's Cody Bradford on the hill for Frisco. A record of 8-6, a 5.15 ERA here at the AA level. Former sixth rounder back in 2019, by the Texas Rangers. And Jameson Hill goes on the other side for the Sod Poodles, making his first career Double-A start and his second career Double-A appearance. He allowed 5 runs in 2 innings on 7 hits, including a couple homers against Corpus Christi in his Double-A debut last week. So we're set for what should be a very interesting ball game once again. Anytime you play here in this ballpark, you expect a lot of runs and a lot of balls to sail out of the yard. We saw 8 combined homers between these two teams yesterday, and hopefully the Rough Riders will be able to keep it in the yard again, but I'll show it off offensively once again. 16 runs on 17 hits last night in a game that saw a combined 26 runs and 27 hits, and we are hopefully in for another good ball game in the third game of this 6-game series. It's Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, doing battle once again. We're going to head to a break. It's national anthem time here at Hodgetown. When we come back, it's first pitch, and we'll give you the play-by-play of today's ballgame. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
Three of six here in Hodgetown. The Rough Riders coming off a 16-10 win last night. And now it's time for another one against the Amarillo Sod Poodles as Jonathan Ornelas steps in from the right side against Jamison Hill. And we are ready for baseball on the panhandle. Here's the first pitch of the ball game. It's a fastball down the heart of the plate at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. We're underway at 6:07 in the p.m. And happy September baseball as well as we start things off in the month of September tonight. Ornelas in from the right side. Hill's pitch is low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. First pitch temperature, 88 degrees. The feels like of 89. Sunshine up above, though partly cloudy with some clouds spotting the skies around us. Here's the 1-1. Low off the outside corner, it misses, and it's two balls and one strike. And wind blowing from right to left field. Blowing at 8 miles an hour. Hill ready from the stretch, and the right-hander brings it in. Chopper, third base side, foul off of Ornelas' foot. And it's two balls and two strikes on the Riders' shortstop to lead things off. A three-hit day yesterday, he scored 4 runs to tie a career high. Rough Riders a wild 16-10 win last night. 16 runs on 17 hits. They hit 6 homers. Now trying to follow that up on the offensive side against Jamison Hill, making his first career AA start. Hill did not have a good go in his opening outing in his AA career. Former non-drafted free agent signee out of Fresno State. Allowed 5 runs over his 2 innings on 7 hits, including a couple homers. He's open from the stretch, and the right-hander delivers in the 2-2. Low off the outside corner, it misses. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Ornelas. So the Rough Riders will try to get to Jamison Hill and get to that bullpen early. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he brings in the 3-2 pitch. Hard grounder right to the first baseman, Cedeno, who vacuums it in and takes to the first base bag himself for the out. One away. Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. No score, just underway in the top of the first inning in Hodgetown. It's not Hodgetown Park, it's not Hodgetown Field, just Hodgetown. Named after the mayor here in Amarillo. Hill ready from the stretch with the bases clear, and the first pitch to Zavala. He swings, hits it high in the air down the left field line. English in towards the line, and he runs it down to make the catch. 2 outs. So after a long 6-pitch at-bat to Ornelas, throw 1 pitch, 1 out to Aaron Zavala. 2 outs here in the first inning, and Justin Foscue makes his way in. Foscue a homer yesterday, a homer in the opener. He has 14 career homers at the AA level. 7 of them have come against Amarillo. The pitch off the outside corner and misses. 1 ball, no strikes. Foscue hitting .283 on the year, 12 home runs and 64 runs batted in. Hill ready from the stretch. 1-0. Bottom of the zone for a called strike to Foscue, and it's 1-1. No score, 2 outs in the first. Defense behind Jamison Hill today, Tristan English in left, Jorge Barroza in center, and Robbie Enriquez in right field. 1-1 toss. Foscue takes high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Tyquan Forbes, the third baseman. Blaze Alexander at short. Tim Tawa at second. Andrew Cedeno at first base. And Juan Centeno does the catching today. Right-hander, the 2-1. Breaking ball, grounded hard and fair down the third baseline. Kicks off the sidewall and right to Tristan English, who gets it back in quickly. And Foscue is out by a mile trying to go for second. Man, Foscue rounded hard, but the ball kicked right to English, who played it perfectly off the sidewall and threw it back in to get Foscue. Man, couldn't have asked for a better carom right to English. off the pavement. And Foskey was out number three in the first. We go to the bottom of the first, and Cody Bradford on the hill when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
With the love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
Cody Bradford on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. And the first pitch to Jorge Barrosa on the way is a high fly ball to deep center field. Strom back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and he makes the catch. Now, Kellen Strom going all the way back into the deepest part of the ballpark in left center field into that corner. And he makes the catch on a long fly ball out on the first pitch from Jorge Barrosa, who homered yesterday. So Robbie Enriquez stands in now, and one pitch, one out. Cody Bradford can breathe a sigh of relief. Robbie Enriquez, the left-handed batter. Here's the wind back and the lefty's pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball on its 0-1. Cody Bradford, the left-hander, will come at you with a couple fastballs, the four-seam and the two-seam. Here's the pitch home. A check swing and a miss. A weak, feeble wave by Enriquez, fooled badly on a high fastball. And it's 0-2. And though the velocity will not be very high, Bradford will top out around 91, 92 miles an hour, but mostly he'll sit 88 to 90. He gets a lot of swings and misses on the elevated fastball. He winds. 0-2. Just misses low. Barely. One ball, two strikes. Bradford will throw the four-seam and the two-seam interchangeably, and then the curveball, slider, and changeup. 1-2. Misses down low in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Enriquez hitting .330 on the year, 5 homers and 43 knocked in. Left-handed batter against the left-hander Bradford. He has his sign. Back into his wind and the 2-2 pitch on the way. High pop-up outside of third, foul territory. Franger Chavez giving it a look. He's under it and he squeezes for the second out. Two outs in the first. Here's Leandro Cedeno. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Defense behind Cody Bradford today. It's Trevor Hover out in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Franger Chavez has third. Jonathan Ornelas, the shortstop. Luis Angel Acuna at second. Blaine Krim, the first baseman today. And David Garcia does the catching for Bradford. First pitch to Cedeno. Just high with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Cody Bradford on the year, 8-6, a 5.15 ERA. The 6'4" lefty. Back into his windup in the 1-0 toss. High, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Aledo, Texas native, 24 years old, a former sixth-round selection back in 2019 by the Texas Rangers. Grew up a Rangers fan, grew up a Derek Holland fan. The 2-0. Fly ball foul right side, and it's two balls and one strike. Bradford hoping to make his way up to the big leagues very soon. He has done a wonderful job in the second half, turning things around. 2-1. Ground ball out to the shortstop, and a backhanded stop by Ornelas. He sets his feet, throws across, and he gets Cedeno for the final out of the first inning. A nice 1-2-3 frame for Cody Bradford. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jameson Hill back to the hill as we go to the top of the second inning. Blaine Krim leads it off. Luis Angel Acuna to follow and Kellen Strom after him. It's the middle third of the order for Frisco, who are sat down in the minimum in the first despite a single from Justin Foscue. Righty-righty matchup to begin the second. Here's the stretch from Hill, and the pitch on the way to Krim. Low and away, it misses in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. What a night last night for Blaine Krim. Rough Riders first baseman, his seventh multi-home run game of his career, and his second this year. Both of them have been against Amarillo, one at home, one on the road. The pitch, low off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Krim hit his 17th and 18th homers last night. He also knocked in five runs. Tied a season high. 2-0. He swings, hits a high, towering fly ball to shallow center field. Alexander, the shortstop, under it. And backpedaling, he makes the catch. One out of the second inning, and here's Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna also homered yesterday. These two were part of the first back-to-back-to-back home runs of the season for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala began that fourth inning yesterday with a solo homer. The pitch high and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Justin Foscue then walked. Krim hit a two-run homer. Then Acuna, a solo homer, and Trevor Hover followed that off with a solo shot of his own. The 1-0. Acuna fouls it straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders hitting six home runs last night. Third most they've hit in a single game this year. Second most they've hit here in this building this year. Hill ready from the stretch, and he issues in the 1-1. Slowed up his swing and fouled it straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes, trying to find that breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Acuna has been really good over his last few ball games. Still trying to adjust as a 20-year-old here to the AA level. Hill ready from the stretch, the 1-2. Chopper foul at the plate left side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Acuna over his last four games, 8-for-19, a .421 average. A homer and a couple doubles during that stretch. Such a hard adjustment for a 20-year-old to come up here to this level and face the quality arms that are in the Texas League. 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back again. Right on it. Still one ball, two strikes. No score as we play in the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles meeting for the third time in this six-game series. 16th to last game of the year. 1-2 pitch. A high pop-up right side, foul territory. Cedeno giving it a look. The first baseman on the warning track tries to make an over-the-shoulder basket catch, and it goes off of his glove and near the mound in the Rough Riders bullpen down the foul territory side on the right field line. Now Cedeno had it. He was going over his shoulder trying to make the catch, and it just went off the tip of his glove and down onto the ground. So Acuna stays alive, fouling off his fifth pitch of the at-bat. Hill, as he gets his sign, goes wide open with his left foot way off to his left side. He now comes set in the pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball over the zone for strike three. First strikeout of the day for Jameson Hill. And Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders with the only hit of the ball game. Justin Foscue singled in the first down the left field line, but the ball caromed off the wall in foul territory directly to the left fielder Tristan English, and he was able to throw him out trying to go for two. First pitch to Strong. Breaking ball settles inside, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Strong pinch hit for Miguel Aparicio last night. Coming into the ninth inning, he singled and then came in to score on a throwing error by the catcher. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Blew it by him with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Strom was at third base in that ninth inning when Jonathan Ornelas stole second. The throw sailed and went into center field, and Strom scored. 1-1. Clips the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Strom. No score as we play in the second inning. Bases clear, two outs. Hill rubs down the baseball. A bun slash ponytail sticking out the back of his ball cap. He's ready from the stretch. 1-2. Chopper, left side of the infield, off the glove of Alexander, the shortstop out into left field, and Strom stays at first base. Alexander tried to charge and backhand the ball. It took a hop on him at the last second, and it kind of crawled up his arm and off of his glove out into left, trampolining its way. And it's an error charge to the shortstop, Blaze Alexander. Well, the first error in tonight's ball game after the two teams combined for six, three apiece in last night's game. Trevor Hover, the left-handed batter now. And the pitch on the way. Hover swings, cracks it in the air to left center field. A long run for Barossa, and he tracks it down, makes the hip-high catch on the run. And he robs Trevor Hover on a hard-hit line drive the opposite way. So the side comes to a close in the second inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. Cody Bradford back to the hill in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful. Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. Hey, hockey fans. Join the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field on September 9th for Dallas Stars Night with a co-branded Stars Rough Riders beanie giveaway at the gates and post-game fireworks. Get your Texas Hockey Ticket Pack available now, which features four tickets to Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on September 9th, two hockey teddy bobbleheads, and two reversible beanies. Get your tickets today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's Starting the bottom of the second, first pitch on the way from Cody Bradford. Finds the outside corner for a called strike to Tristan English, and it's 0-1. No score in the bottom half of the second inning between the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Pitch on the way. Just high of the zone, maybe a tick outside, and it's 1-1. Tristan English plays Alexander Juan Centeno. The 3-2 up, middle third of the order after a 1-2-3 first for Bradford. 1-1. Chopper, left side of the infield. Freiner Chavez has it at third, chest high. Fires across in time. And there's one away. Well, Bradford has retired the first four he's seen, and Blaze Alexander, the shortstop, makes his way to the plate. Cody Bradford has seen plenty of the Amarillo Sod Poodles over the course of his AA career. He's making his sixth start head-to-head against Amarillo, and he has been really good in his first five. Pitch home to Alexander. He swings, sends it high in the air out to dead center field. Strom going back to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it's gone off the batter's eye. A solo home run to dead center field for Blaze Alexander. His 15th homer of the year, and Amarillo leads 1-0 in the second inning. Well, if there's been an Achilles heel this season for Cody Bradford, it's been the home run ball. That's his 17th he's allowed this year. 10th home run he's allowed to right-handed batters this season. And that one, a fastball low and away at the outside corner, and he was able to get the barrel on it, hands extended, drove it out to dead center. Juan Centeno now in the first pitch. Centeno swings, pops it up, back behind home. Garcia off of the mask, but he has room at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Two outs here in the second inning, and Tim Tawa makes his way in. 1-0. Amarillo leads it on the solo homer by Blaze Alexander. In the five head-to-head starts for Bradford against Amarillo, really just one bad start, his last start against the Sod Poodles here in this building last year in September. He winds in the first pitch to Tawa. Catches the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. He allowed 8 runs, 7 earned over 3 innings in that start. The 0-1. Tawa fouls it back, and it's 0-2. But every other start has been really good. Overall, his numbers 3-0 with a 3.75 ERA against Amarillo this season. Or I should say in his career. And this season, he's 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA, allowing just 2 runs over 10 and 2-thirds innings against the Soddies. 0-2. Chopper foul left side. Still 0-2. And in those five starts, the most important thing, the Rough Riders are 4-1 against Amarillo. That's been something the Rough Riders have done really well, and that's support Cody Bradford when he starts. They're averaging 5.7 runs per game when he starts. The 0-2. Got him looking. Strike three called. Upper edge, outside corner, and Cody Bradford has his first strikeout. Side comes to a close, but a run on a hit. No errors, nobody left on base. Solo homer, Blaze Alexander. And it's 1-0. Sod Poodles lead it as we go to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's
get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, what would you know? A homer breaks the scoreless tie in this ball game. Amarillo a 1-0 lead as we go to the top of the third inning. The two teams combined for 8 homers yesterday. And Amarillo a solo homer to open the scoring in the second. David Garcia leads off the top of the third for the Rough Riders. Jameson Hill, the right-hander from the stretch with nobody aboard in the pitch. Top of the zone, outside corner with a fastball and it's 0-1. It's David Garcia, Franier Chavez, and Jonathan Ornelas for the Rough Riders, 8-9-1 in their order to start off the inning. Hill delivers home. Check swing, and Garcia takes high and away. He's able to hold up. 1-1. Garcia, the switch hitter, batting from the left side, where he has 4 of his 5 home runs this season with the Rough Riders. Hill, the 1-1. Broken bat out to right field. Coming in is Enriquez, and he tracks it down to make the underhand catch. Fly ball out to right field, and there's one away. Garcia breaks the bat and flares it out to right field, but Enriquez is able to come in and make the catch. Franier Chavez makes his way in now. 1-0, Amarillo out in front, top of the third inning. Franier Chavez playing in his 4th game with Frisco. And he's made a good impression so far. Another switch hitter batting from the left side, Hill's first pitch. Checks his swing, and he went around in a breaking ball low. 0-1. Chavez hitting .364 through his first 3 games, and he has 3 RBIs as well. The pitch in. Chavez takes high and outside. It's 1-1. Riders' third baseman has made the most of his opportunities with runners in scoring position. He's had 3 at-bats with runners in scoring position. He's 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs. 1-1 pitch. Down low and inside. It's 2-1. Be kind of tough to keep up that average, but he's been a really welcome addition to the Rough Riders so far. An RBI in the 1 game he's played in this series back in game 1. 2-1 toss. Chavez grounds it out to second, gobbled up by Tawa, and he fires on to first in time to get Chavez 2 outs. So 3 hopper right to Tawa, didn't even have to move. 2 up, 2 down here in the third, and Jonathan Ornelas makes his way in. Rough Riders have 1 hit, a Justin Foscue single back in the first. We start the second time through the order. Ornelas grounded out to first base his first time up. Right-handed batter, here's the righty's pitch. Hill pops it in low, just below the zone, and it's 1-0. 1-0 Amarillo, top of the third. Jameson Hill pitched a majority of this season with High A Hillsborough, making 21 starts. A 4.35 ERA there, going 7-7. The pitch. Breaking ball clips the outside corner for a strike. We're even at 1-1. 103 and a third innings for him with 115 strikeouts, but 46 walks. Pretty high count for him. He's ready from the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Ornelas swings and misses, and a good breaking ball down low and inside. 1-2. And Hill trying to make up for what was a very tough first outing here in AA, allowing those 5 runs on 7 hits over 2 innings in Corpus. He's already looked better here in this one. 1-2. Low, and it's 2-2. Hill, a non-drafted free agent signee out of Fresno State University. Originally a Southern California product out of the San Diego area. He's ready from the stretch in the 2-2 pitch. Ornelas takes strike 3 called on the inside corner. The fastball got him, and it's the second strikeout for Jameson Hill. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's 1-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford's first pitch to Tyquan Forbes, starting things off in the bottom of the third, is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. 1-0, Amarillo leads it, bottom half of the third inning. Bradford, the 0-1. Misses just high of the zone, and it's 1-1 on the third baseman for Amarillo. 8-9-1, due up. Forbes, Yerzy, and Barossa. Bradford peels back and deals in. There's a high pop-up foul right side, and it's 1-2 on Forbes. One run in this game, a solo homer by Blaze Alexander for Amarillo, making it our 1-0 score. Bradford peels back here in the 1-2. Fouled back. Still 1-2. Game 3 of this 6-game series that has seen a lot of offense so far. Cody Bradford has done a really good job limiting offense, especially in the month of August, here in the second half. 1-2. This is low with a breaking ball. 2-2. He had his best start of the season on August 12th against San Antonio at home for the Rough Riders. He winds in the 2-2. High of the zone. 3-2. He allowed only 3 base runners in a 7-inning performance. Shutout baseball. 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks. Going to get much better. He winds here in the payoff. Just missing a barely inside pitch for 4. Tyquan Forbes works a walk to lead things off in the third. And Andy Yerzy steps in. Well, that's what Cody Bradford did so well in that month of August. Over his 4 starts, 23 2/3 innings, just 3 walks. 30 strikeouts to 3 walks for Bradford during that stretch. He comes to a set here in the pinch. Yerzy cuts and misses in a high fastball on its 0-1. We've seen some really good stuff in the second half at San Antonio on July 5th. 6 shutout innings. And those 7 shutout in his last start against Wichita was really good as well. The pitch. Catches the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, 0-2. 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 2 hits with 8 strikeouts and 1 walk against Wichita in his last start. He stretches. And the 0-2. Misses down low in the dirt with a breaking ball, and Garcia blocks. 1-2. One of the things that he's done so well is the fastball location has been very good. And when we've seen Cody Bradford get into trouble this year, it's really been, for the most part, getting into trouble allowing the long ball. Bradford ready from the stretch. And he offers in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. So we've seen him allow a solo home run tonight, but the biggest thing is you can allow solo home runs, especially here in this ballpark. Just have to limit the base runners before that homer. Bradford, the 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner with a fastball. Second strikeout for Cody Bradford. And there's the first out of the third. Just a perfectly located fastball right on the outside corner. And Andy Urzi is down on strikes. Top of the order now, Jorge Barrosa. He sent Kellen Strom, the center fielder, all the way back to the wall to make the catch in left center on the first pitch at the bottom of the first. Here's the first pitch to him here, and he catches the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Cody being a little bit more careful, staying out of the middle of the plate. He's ready from the stretch once again. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Changed speeds on him. Got him way out in front on one knee. And it's 0-2 on Barrosa. 1-0 Amarillo leads. Bottom half of the third. Runner at first, one out. Bradford's been good this year getting the ground ball when he needs it. Overall this year, he's been more of a fly ball pitcher, though. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-2. There's a high drive, foul left side. And still no balls, two strikes. Bradford has induced almost two fly ball outs to every ground ball out he's had this year. An extreme fly ball pitcher. 0-2. Misses high, and it's one ball and two strikes, and that can get a little dangerous here in this ballpark. Already seen one homer and two fly ball outs to the warning track. What you really have to stay away from is right field with that berm. It can really sneak up on the outfielder quickly. 1-2 toss in the way. Bradford actually throws over to first before that, and Forbes gets back in. Bradford towing the rubber from right in the middle of the slab. He looks in for a sign where Garcia gives it to him. The 1-2. Line down the left field line. It drops in fair, rolling in towards the corner. Bangs off the wall. Forbes around second on his way to third. He gets the stop sign right there. And it's a double for Jorge Barrosa to put runners at second and third. And just one out in the third inning. Well, Jorge Barrosa continues to kill the Rough Riders. Barrosa 4-for-8 in the series with a homer and four runs scored, and now he doubles to put two in scoring position for Robbie Enriquez, who leads the team in batting average, hitting .330. Enriquez popped out in foul territory to third base in the first. Wide open stance for him. First pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. 0-1. Enriquez 0-for-4 in the series. Rough Riders trying to clamp him down. Infield comes in for Frisco, trailing 1-0 in the third. Bradford's pitch. There's a line drive into deep left center field. Strom over. He cuts it off to make the catch. Forbes tags from third. He comes in to score, and it's 2-0. Amarillo leads in the bottom of the third. So a sacrifice fly for Robbie Enriquez. Barrosa stays at second, and there are two outs. Leandro Cedeno makes his way to the plate. It was a fastball down the heart of the plate, and he just kind of scooped into left center, and Strom made the catch, really had no play to home, just fired it into third. Cedeno in from the right side, a ground out to short, his first time up. 2-0 Amarillo, bottom of the third, two outs. First pitch. Rip and a miss, and a fastball challenging him, top of the zone, 0-1. Cedeno is 2-for-7 in this series with an RBI, and he has yet to make a big impact. He has that ability. Bradford stretches and delivers. Swing and a miss, blew it right by him again, it's 0-2. Cedeno, the league leader in RBIs with 91, a league leader in homers with 29. He's third in the league in OPS. A 950 mark. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, low of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cody Bradford trying to get him for the final out of this third inning with a runner in scoring position where he excels. Bradford kicks in the 1-2. There's a high fly ball into shallow center field. Strom got a late start in, charging in. He's under it. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the third inning. One run across on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Sodboodles. We go to the top of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders go back to work on the offensive side with Aaron Zavala leading things off for Frisco. Trailing 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning, Jameson Hill back on the mound for Amarillo. The right-hander in his first double-A start delivers home. Misses down low in the dirt to Zavala, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hill has thrown three shutout innings, facing just one over the minimum so far, allowing one base hit and an error behind him as well. He's ready from the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch to Zavala. High pop-up foul back and out of play, and it's one ball and one strike. Couldn't ask for a much better start for Aaron Zavala to his Rough Riders career. 16 games, this being his 17th. The Rough Riders are 10-6 in games that he has played in, hitting .397, three homers, 14 RBIs, and over 1,100 OPS. Over 500 on base percentage as well. The pitch slips high, and it's two balls and one strike. He's been an offensive machine, the former second-round pick out of the University of Oregon. Here's the stretch from Hill, and the 2-1 pitch. Zavala takes down low and inside, three balls and one strike. Talking to Eric Dorton, the Rough Riders hitting coach, he made the joke, and obviously he was kidding, but he said, if he gets a called strike on him, I question the umpire immediately. That's how good his plate discipline is. The pitch, well, there's a called strike on the upper edge outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes on Zavala. When he was promoted from High A Hickory up to Frisco, he led the league in on-base percentage and walks. And he is a guy who has some of the best plate discipline and batter eye that you'll find at any level. Payoff pitch. Hard grounder to the left side of the infield. The shortstop, Alexander, scoops it up, throws on the run to first, and he gets Zavala. Retires the Rough Riders right fielder for the first down in the fourth. 2-0 Amarillo, top of the fourth inning. And here's Justin Foscue. Well, as good a hitter as Aaron Zavala has been, Justin Foscue just flat-out loves hitting against Amarillo. Back-to-back days of the homer to start this series. Here's the stretch from Hill and the pitch on the way. Fouled straight back from Foscue, and it's 0-1. Foscue singling in the first inning. Now 4-for-9 in this series. And entering into Amarillo last year, the last series of the season, Foscue did not have a homer at the AA level. 0-1 pitch. He takes high and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. He ended up hitting two here in that final series. It was only two homers last year, and Frisco came here in Amarillo. And then he's hit five against Amarillo this year. 1-1. Foul back. And it's one ball and two strikes. So out of his 14 career AA homers, seven have been against the Sod Poodles. He said there's no really reason for that. I guess when I see them, I hit really well. And he said he does see the ball very well here in this ballpark, but not all of them have been here. Hill ready from the stretch, and he issues in the 1-2. A fly ball deep to right field. This one chasing Enriquez back to the warning track, and he makes the catch. He robbed him of a home run. Oh, my goodness. Up above the wall in right field, he bangs into the wall and hangs on. Oh, what a catch by Robbie Enriquez. It's a 6-foot wall in right field right in front of the grassy berm, and Enriquez all the way back to the warning track made the catch, his back hit the wall, glove above the yellow line. He brought it back in, and he robs Foscue of a third straight day with a homer. Oh, goodness. The two outs here in the fourth inning, and here's Blaine Krim. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. Hill ready from the stretch in the pitch. Krim takes a breaking ball. That captures the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. An incredible catch by Robbie Enriquez. Hill from the stretch, open, and the pitch. Slips away, and the count goes to 1-1. Foscue really seeing the ball well, another well-struck ball. Just could not sneak it out of Hodgetown. The pitch to Krim. That flicks across the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Krim also seeing the ball well. 2 homers yesterday. 5 RBIs in last night's game. 4-10 in the series entering today. In from the right side with 2 outs and the bases clear. Riders trailing by a pair. Hill brings it in. Down low in the dirt. Bounced down in front of home plate with a breaking ball. 1-2. Make it 2-2. Hill looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. Glove at the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball high of the zone. 3-2 now on Krim. And Luis Angel Acuna is on deck. The Rough Riders after 17 hits last night, just 1 hit so far as we play in the fourth. Krim trying to change that. Here's the stretch of the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside, 4. First walk of the day by Jamison Hill. And he puts Krim aboard for Luis Angel Acuna, who homered the opposite way yesterday. Acuna with 11 home runs this season now between High A Hickory and here in Frisco. 3 of them here. Acuna struck out in the second. Krim takes his lead from first, not a threat to go. And Hill brings it in. Breaking ball high and inside. 1-1, no strikes, and Juan Centeno goes out and will chat things over with Hill, joined by Blaze Alexander, the shortstop. 2-0, Amarillo leads it top of the fourth inning in game 3 of this 6-game series, a game with playoff implications. Rough Riders in sole possession of first place for the first time in the second half today. After winning last night and Midland falling, they're 1 game up on the Midland Rockhounds, 2 games up on these Amarillo Sod Poodles, with 16 games left to play, including tonight. We'll be keeping a very close eye on the Midland game tonight and on that score. Midland and Arkansas are getting set to start things in about 10 minutes or so. Here's the stretch from Hill, and the pitch on the way. Way high, and it gets off the glove of Centeno all the way back near the backstop, and Krim takes second. A wild pitch, and it's 2-0 on Acuna. Well, the Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. It comes with 2 outs in the fourth. And now time called, and here comes Sean Roof, the manager, along with the trainer, Damon Reel. And they're going to go chat with Jamison Hill and just make sure he's okay. They saw something on that last pitch that missed way high of the zone that they must have seen, as he was wincing just a little bit as we take a look at the replay, but not a whole lot. really see anything that went wrong on that pitch. Sean Roof is talking with him. A guy in Jamison Hill who was just promoted last week up here to the AA level, just 23 years old. And they're going to leave him in the game. Looks like he's all right. Head back to the dugout. 2-0 Amarillo. 2-0 count on Acuna. Two outs, runner at second. That's a lot of twos. Acuna back in from the right side against the right-hander Hill. Yellow gear on the batting gloves, the arm guard, and the shin guard all belong to his brother, Ronald Acuna Jr. There's the stretch from Hill, and time called. Before that, a pitch clock violation. Oh, three balls and no strikes on Acuna. Hill taking a little bit too much time. Really good opportunity for the Rough Riders now, and Kellen Strom is on deck if we get that far. Hill ready from the stretch, and the 3-0. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. Still a hitter's count for the Riders' second baseman. He pinwheels the bat out to the hill. His left heel up in the air, the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground is short. Alexander has it on a backhand, sets his feet and throws across in time to get Acuna for the final out of the fourth inning. Well, the Rough Riders are the base runner, but they failed to score. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The final guest in our summer series of Texas Baseball Legends joins us on Wednesday, September 7th, as Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve joins us for a meet and greet. As a member of the inaugural Texas Rangers Club in 1972, Grieve was inducted into the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame in 2010. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning in Amarillo, Texas. 2-0 Sod Poodles lead it. Cody Bradford winds back and deals home to Tristan English. Fastball just high of the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Tristan English, Blaze Alexander, Juan Centeno, middle third of the order for the Sod Poodles. 1-0 toss. There's a foul back into Garcia's glove. And the count goes to 1-1. Cody Bradford has allowed a run in each of the last two innings. Solo homer and a sacrifice fly. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball sits on the outside corner for a strike, knee level, and it's 1-2. Gorgeous pitch from Bradford. So trying to settle things down here in the bottom of the fourth. He peels back in the 1-2. Just high. Sits it upstairs, and it's two balls and two strikes. Bradford squares his shoulders to the Rough Riders dugout on the first base side. Peels in the 2-2. A high fly ball golfed to center field. Strom going back with room. Just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. One out in the fourth inning, and here's Blaze Alexander. Alexander homered on the first pitch of the game. Or I should say the first pitch he saw in the game in the second. In the fifth spot in the order for Amarillo.
Alexander's 15th home run of the season. First pitch. Alexander fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. For Bradford, 17 home runs this season that he's allowed. Ever since the April that he had, there hasn't been a whole lot to be picky about for Bradford. It's really been the only bugaboo, the pitch. Misses high of the zone, 1-1. Outside of that, he's been really good. He's really excited to see him mature and get better over the course of this season. The 1-1. Chopper, left side of the infield. Chavez has it at third base. Fires across, and he gets Alexander. Two outs. Two up, two down for Juan Centeno. Earlier in the season, when talking to Chris Jarrett, broadcast partner, Bradford was saying that right when he came up, he had a ton of success, and then teams this year have really looked into the scouting report and noticed what he's done well, and he's had to make adjustments to those adjustments that others have made. Pitch into Centeno. Upper edge, outside corner, strike one, and it's 0-1 with a fastball. And so Bradford has made those adjustments, and that's what happens in baseball. You got to make those adjustments as it goes along, and he certainly has. Centeno climbs back in, open stance, left side. And Bradford back into the windup in the 0-1. A bunt down the third baseline. Bradford off the hill. He fields, pirouettes, throws to first and gets him. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the fourth inning. Nicely done by Cody Bradford. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders still trail 2-0 as we roam to the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders as we roam to the top of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 2-0 in game three of this six-game series. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you on what has been a very pleasant series so far weather-wise here in Amarillo, Texas. First pitch on the way to Strom. Fastball, out of the plate for a strike, 0-1. 88 degrees, our first pitch temperature, much better than the 108 we saw last time we were here in June. The pitch, low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And for how wild of a summer it's been weather-wise with the extreme heat all around Texas, it's been a very pleasant month of August. Here's the pitch. Here's a high pop-up foul. Off to the right side, it's 1-2. The month of August has been very nice. Here's the look in from Hill. He's ready from the stretch. And he deals. Low and outside, misses DeStrom, 2-2. Hill has thrown very well through his four innings pitching into the fifth. 62 pitches for the right-hander, and a left-hander is warming out of the bullpen for Amarillo. 2-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's 3-2. Amarillo has used a lot of pitchers. They used 7 last night as Ross Carver just went 3 innings in his start. They used 3 out of the bullpen in game 1. The pitch. Breaking ball low off the outside corner for ball 4. Well, Kellen Strom reaches on a leadoff walk here in the 5th inning, and Trevor Hover makes his way in. 2-0 Amarillo, top 5. And if we've seen anything in this ballpark over the last few years, it's that pitching a shutout here is going to be extremely difficult. So the Rough Riders trying to find the scoreboard for the first time. And Hill doing a wonderful job in his double-A debut as a starting pitcher. He's ready from the stretch and the pitch home to Hover. Top of the zone, outside corner for a strike, 0-1. A good pitching duel so far between Hill and Bradford. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he offers in. Hover takes low. 1-1. The Riders left fielder playing in his 10th game with Frisco, lined out to center in the second. Now just 5-for-30 to start his career. Homered yesterday, though. Hill stretches and delivers. Actually, a throw over to first before that. Strom back in with a step and a dive. Hover's made the most of those 5 hits, though. 3 of them for extra bases. 2 homers and a double. Very slightly open stance from the left side of the plate. Front shoulder closed off. 1-1. Breaking ball. Misses outside, and it's 2-1. We were talking earlier about the Arkansas and Midland game. Rough Riders will be keeping a very close eye on because they are very concerned as to what Midland does. That game is just now underway in the bottom of the first inning, no score. We'll update you as we go along. 2-1 pitch. Hover takes strike 2 on the outside corner with a curveball, and it's 2-2. Strom gets his signs from third base coach and manager Jared Gettert. In his second season here at the helm for Frisco. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, lined into right. That one's down the line and in towards the corner. Strom can really run. He's around second, racing to third, and he gets stopped right there as Hover pulls in at second with a double. Well, the Rough Riders in business with nobody out and runners at second and third. And here's David Garcia. And Trevor Hover with his 6th hit in a Rough Riders uniform and his 4th extra base hit. Second double as he got a breaking ball down low and inside and got out in front of it, roping it down the right field line. 2-for-3 day, or I should say first 2 base runners have reached here in the 5th inning. And time called, and here comes Sean Roof, and he points down to the bullpen. He's going to get his left-hander. So we'll introduce you to the new pitcher when we come back. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, but 2 in scoring position with nobody out, and David Garcia at the plate when we come back. Pitching change from Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, but in business offensively in the midst of a pitching change. Jake Rice comes out onto the hill for Amarillo. And Frisco with runners at second and third and nobody out. David Garcia stands in for the right side. Garcia, the switch hitter, facing the left-hander Rice, who's ready from the stretch and the first pitch. Garcia chops it on the ground right side of the infield, charging Tawa from second. He's got it, throws onto first and gets him, but Strom comes in to score from third, and the Rough Riders are on the scoreboard. Hauber down to third, and there's one out and an RBI ground out from David Garcia. He does the job. His 28th run batted into the year. And Frenier Chavez stands in. 2-1, Amarillo out in front as the Rough Riders strike the scoreboard here in the top of the fifth. Frenier Chavez 0-for-1 today. That was from the left side of the plate. Infield comes in the first pitch. Breaking ball sits on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Jake Rice, the left-hander, making his series debut. One of just two relievers the Rough Riders have yet to see in this series. Birmingham, Alabama native, ready from the stretch. He delivers. Down low in the dirt. What a block by Centeno behind the plate. Got out in front of a pitch, bounced down in front of home. 1-1. The Kennesaw State product, 25 years old. Former ninth-round selection by the Diamondbacks in 2021. It's been a tough go for him here at the AA level. This is his 19th outing and over 10 ERA, 10.71. 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and one strike. The problem has been allowing a ton of hits, but he's also walked his fair share of batters, 15 walks in 19 and a third innings. Opponents are hitting .373 against him, though. He stretches and offers in the 2-1. High off the outside corner, 3-1. All this kind of came out of nowhere as he was dominant in High A Hillsborough in 11 outings, a 2.57 ERA. Opponents just hit .167 against him. So you're looking at a batting average against increase. That's a little bit alarming. 206 points, the pitch. Chavez swings, lines it at third, caught by Forbes, and he dives to the bag to double off Trevor Hauber. Are you kidding me? What an incredible play. Forbes made a diving catch on the backhand. His momentum took into the bag where he tagged the third base bag and doubled off Hauber, and that's how the inning comes to a close. Wow, what a play. Rough Riders get a run, though. It's now 2-1. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Frisco Rough Riders kick off their final homestand of the season on Tuesday, September 6th with an 11:05 first pitch against the Tulsa Drillers on Education Day, presented by Olson. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning from Amarillo. Rough Riders getting on the scoreboard in the top of the fifth. Frisco trailing 2-1. First pitch to Tim Tawa is high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tim Tawa, Tyquan Forbes, Andy Yerzy, bottom third of the order. One back from Bradford in the 1-0. There's a high fly ball hit deep to right field. Zavala back to the warning track, settles up just shy of it, and makes the catch. One out, and Tyquan Forbes stands in. Forbes in from the right side. Wind back in the pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. 2-1, Amarillo leads it. Bottom half of the fifth. Here's Bradford's pitch. Forbes takes letter high, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Well, Forbes made a fantastic defensive play in that top of the fifth inning. 0-2. This is high, 1-2. At third base, it was a hard line drive to his backhand side. He dove to make the catch, and Hover wasn't even that far off of the third base bag. Bradford back into his wind, the 1-2. Just low of the zone, didn't miss by much, 2-2. And as he dove to make the catch, he was right on top of the third base bag. He just popped his glove right on top of it for the double play to get Hover. 2-2. High off the outside corner, 3-2. So the Rough Riders had runners at second and third and nobody out, and they just get one run out of it. Something they did so well last night is take care of their runners in scoring position. Bradford's pitch. Fouled straight back from Forbes, and it's still 3-2. Frisco went 4-12 with runners in scoring position in last night's game. Here's Bradford's 3-2. Ground ball up the middle, and that sneaks through into center for a base hit. Tyquan Forbes has reached twice, walked and scored back in the third. He singles up the middle here. Andy Yerzy stands in, one out, runner at first. 2-1, Amarillo out in front. Yerzy a strikeout victim back in the third. Here's the look in from Bradford and the first pitch on the way. Yerzy swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Yerzy hasn't had a great year on the offensive side, but he's hit for some power with 11 homers, hitting just .210 on the year entering into this one. Bradford stretches, and a left-hander delivers home. Low and away with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. It's been one of the real mysteries of Cody Bradford's year. His splits are reverse splits. Lefties do better against the left-hander than righties do, and it's rather stark. 1-1. Low to Yerzy, 2-1. Right-handers are hitting just .221 against him. Left-handers, a remarkable .336 against Bradford this year. Look at the hits that he's allowed tonight. And they've all been to right-handers. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Off the outside corner with a slider. He looks in, ready for his sign, trying to get the left-handed batter. Pull side shift on the infield. Bradford's pitch. High pop-up back behind home and foul. Still 2-2. 2-1, Amarillo leads at bottom of the fifth. Another left-hander is warming out of the bullpen for Amarillo. It's after Jake Rice just came in and threw. It's Kenny Hernandez who's loosening, the only guy we haven't seen so far. 2-2 pitch. Hard liner into right. Right at Aaron Zavala, and he falls down as he slips. It hits off the wall on one hop. Forbes around second on his way to third. He's getting the windmill home. Acuna's throw to the plate. It is not in time. Garcia arguing with home plate umpire Joe Belangia. Actually, that's Isaias Barba, who shifted over in the umpire rotation. Garcia saying he thought he got the tag down as Forbes slid in and fit his left hand into the corner of the plate, and he slid in safely. Boy, Zavala on a line drive right to him slipped and fell down and went over him and hit off the warning track and off the very top of the fence to stay in the ballpark. And it's now 3-1 Amarillo on the RBI double from Andy Yerzy. Very close play at the plate. We're getting a look at the replay. And it does look like Forbes got his finger in. And Garcia, incensed, he swore that he got the tag down. 3-1 our score as Garcia goes down, and we'll chat with Cody Bradford. An exciting play at the plate. So runner at second and one out, one in. Here's Jorge Barrosa, who has hit everything in this series. He's 5-for-10 with a home run, a double, 4 runs scored. Barrosa in from the right side, the switch hitter. Bradford delivers, and he fits it on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders erased a couple different deficits last night. They were actually down 3-1 going into the top of the fourth inning in last night's game. Stretching the pitch, low, and it's 1-1, 1-1. An eventual 16-10 win for Frisco. They trail 3-1 here in the fifth. Bradford stretches, and he fires in. There's a high fly ball into shallow center field. Kellen Strom coming in. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Yerzy tags and bluffs from second. There's a big second out here in the fifth inning, and here's Robbie Enriquez. No Jordan Lawler today in the lineup for the Diamondback affiliate. This has been the spot that Lawler has hit in, the number three prospect in the organization for the Diamondbacks. But he has the day off today. So Enriquez hitting in the two spot. He's 0-for-1 with a sac fly back in the third. 3-1 Amarillo leads it, bottom of the fifth. Bradford ready from the stretch, and he fires in. Enriquez cuts and misses on a high fastball on its own one. No action in the bullpen for Frisco. They're quiet down the right field line. Just hanging out. It's a fun group of guys in the Riders' bullpen. 0-1 pitch on the way from Bradford. There's a line drive hit to center field. Strom chasing after it into right center. Jumps up a little bunny hop. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the fifth. One run across, though. It comes on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on. Sod Poodles volley back after the Rough Riders get a run in the fifth. They answer with one of their own. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper is on its way. So sweet, you need
unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders due up in the top of the sixth inning, trailing 3-1. Jonathan Ornelas leads it off, then Aaron Zavala and Justin Foscue. Ornelas 0-for-2 today. Ground down a strikeout in his two trips. Faces the new man on the hill, the left-hander Hernandez. And the first pitch is down low and inside with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Kenny Hernandez, the 24-year-old, 6'1", 197, takes over for Jake Rice after he threw an inning. The pitch in. Down low and inside. And it's two balls and no strikes. So Jake Rice goes an inning. And he allows the inherited run to come in to score, charged to Jamison Hill. But after that, a scoreless outing. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 2-1. And so Hernandez entering in a clean inning. A left-hander working from the extreme third base side rocks back in the 2-1. Inside corner for a strike, 2-2. Hernandez has had a tough go here at the AA level. He fires. There's a chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Alexander, has it go under his glove. He caught a piece of it, but it goes under and out into shallow center where Tawa was backing up. So Ornelas reaches on what will most likely go down as the second error on Blaze Alexander in this game. Kind of an odd in-between hop where he wasn't sure if he wanted to short hop it or try and reach out and grab it out of the air. He ended up trying to reach out and grab it out of the air, but it went off the very tip of his glove. So it is an error. E6, second of the ballgame. Here's Aaron Zavala. First pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes low. One ball, no strikes. Kenny Hernandez, the Panama native. A 7.75 ERA so far here in Amarillo, making his 19th outing. His four starts on the year as well. 1-0 pitch to Zavala. We'll have to wait. A quick throw over to first, and Ornelas is back in easily. 36 innings for Hernandez, 35 strikeouts, but opponents are hitting a whopping .348 against him, and he's allowed 8 homers. 1-0 toss. High and away to Zavala, 2-0. Rough Riders trying to chip away at the deficit, trailing by 2. Zavala has 3 homers with Frisco. 14 on the year combined between the two levels. 2-0 pitch. A hard liner to second. Oh, what a pick by Tawa to second for one. Throw to first. Got him, double play. An incredible short hop pick by Tawa. Off to his left. He spun and threw onto second for one out. And then fired onto first for the double play. Doesn't get much better. Two outs. Base is clear. 4-6-3. And here's Justin Foscue on a ball that was hit really hard by Zavala, but it ends up being 2. There's the wind back by the left-hander in the pitch. Foscue lines it. That's through the right side into right field for a base hit. Justin Foscue has his second hit today. He continues to swing the bat well head-to-head against Amarillo. And Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders with their third hit tonight. Two of them belong to Foscue, trailing 3-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander's pitch on the way. Bottom outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Three runs, four hits, two errors for Amarillo. One run, three hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders tonight. Stretch from Hernandez, and the left-hander looks over at first at Foscue, deals. Krim swings, grounds it up the box. That's into center for a base hit. Foscue up to second. He stops right there as Barossa gets to it quickly, and he throws it back in. So back-to-back two-out singles for the Rough Riders from Foscue and Krim. That puts two aboard with two outs here in the sixth inning. Luis Angel Acuna up to the plate. He's 0-2 tonight, and he represents the go-ahead run with the tying run aboard. Not great speed on the base paths for the Rough Riders. Left-hander from the stretch, and the pitch home. Acuna takes inside, 1-0. A difference between last night and tonight, the Rough Riders had all the homers in last night's game. Haven't had that same lift in tonight's game. 1-0 pitch. Acuna takes low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Getting it up in the air is the key here in this ballpark, because the ball will really sail. Acuna's been good at that. 11 homers this season. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Baby blue batting gloves. Or the Rough Riders' second baseman. His left heel up in the air. Toe pointed inward. The pitch. Foul away right side. 2-1. Foscue leads from second, Krim from first. Two outs here in the sixth, Riders trailing by a deuce. 2-1 toss to Acuna. Inside, no, a strike and a back pick down to second, and Foscue's in there easily. So it's 2-2 on Acuna. Rough Riders trying for some two-out magic here in Amarillo. Kellen Strom is on deck if we get that far. Rough Riders looking for their first hit with a runner in scoring position. The 2-2. High and tight, 3-2. Hernandez laboring a little bit. Ornelas reached on an error to begin the inning. Zavala grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Here's the stretch. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Hernandez strikes out Acuna, and the side comes to a close. His first strikeout. No runs, two hits, an error, and two left on base for the Rough Riders. Bottom six coming up. Cody Bradford back on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tough customer for Cody Bradford leading off the home half of the sixth. It's Leandro Cedeno on the first pitch. Rip and a miss and a good pitch low, 0-1. Cedeno, English, Alexander, the 3-2 up for Amarillo in the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-1. Cody Bradford back out for another inning, but Joe Corbett is loosening in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Bradford peels in the 0-1. High to Cedeno, and it's one ball and one strike. Cody Bradford working on 74 pitches. Pitch count still in good shape. As here's the wind back in the 1-1. Cedeno swings, chops at third base side. Chavez has it on a high hop, chest high, slings it across and gets him. There's one away here in the sixth. Tristan English to the plate. Oh, for today for English, the left fielder. Seen English at first, now out in left field today. It's 2-for-11 in the series. First pitch. Clips the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. One of those two hits, though, a walk-off single in the opener. He's made the most of his outings. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 0-2, and Cody Bradford wasting no time at all here in the sixth inning. Ahead in the count again. He rocks back in the 0-2. A fly ball down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. Zavala after it, and it bounces fair into the corner. English around first on his way to second, and he stops right there with a double. Boy, he looped it down the right field line, and it just dropped in fair, not by much. And English on an 0-2 pitch has his eighth double of the year. There's not a lot of room down that right side, and it just landed on the chalk and up against the sidewall. So a runner at second for Blaze Alexander at the plate. 3-1, Amarillo out in front of the Rough Riders. Bradford, ready from the stretch, looking back towards second. And the pitch home. There's a high skyscraping fly ball to deep center field. Strom back to the warning track. He's at the wall, jumps, it's over his glove, off the warning track, kicks away from him. Here comes English around third. Alexander racing to third, and he stops. RBI triple for Blaze Alexander, and it's 4-1 Amarillo. Well, Strom was at the wall. He jumped up, and it hit just above his glove on the high 15-foot wall in left center field. Great effort by Strom, just couldn't make the play. English was able to score easily, and Alexander an easy RBI triple. And here's Juan Centeno. 4-1 our score. Infield comes in with Centeno at the plate. And the first pitch. Centeno watches a fastball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Bradford trying to get out of the inning. Still just one out. Stretching the pitch. There's a high fly ball to left center field. Strom under it. And he makes the catch. It's plenty deep. Alexander tags. And he comes in to score, and it's 5-1 Amarillo. Sacrifice fly for Juan Centeno. Amarillo increases their lead to a 4-run advantage. Two down for Tim Tawa. Tawa in from the right side. The pitch. Fouled away right side. And it's 0-1. Now two runs in on a double, a triple, and a sac fly. Bradford's 0-1. There's a high pop-up right side. Foul territory, and this one gets out of play. 0-2. Bradford continues to fill up the strike zone. And Joe Corbett continues to loosen for the Rough Riders. Bradford trying to get out of the inning now with two outs and the bases clear, though. He's back atop the hill with his shoulders square to the Rough Riders first base dugout. 0-2. Check swing. They appeal, and he was able to hold. High fastball, and it's 1-2. Bradford with the glove of the belt now raises, looks over the top of it. And the 1-2 pitch. Just high and inside. Hits with the fastball. 2-2. Rough Riders infield shifted to the pole to the right-handed batter. Here's the 2-2. Tawa swings, grounds it up the middle, right to the second baseman, Acuna, who bobbles, recovers, throws on the first, not in time. And an error on the second baseman, Luis Angel Acuna. That allows Tim Tawa to reach. So E4 as it bounced up on him at the last second and right below him, and it looked like he might have time to recover and barehand it and throw, but he had bobbled it again, and that allowed Tawa to reach. So first error on the Rough Riders, and that's going to spell the end of the night for Cody Bradford. He can't get through six innings, and Joe Corbin comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen. We'll tell you more about Joe when we come back. 5-1 Rough Riders trail, pitching change here in Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbin on to pitch for the Rough Riders with two outs in the sixth. And the first pitch to Tyquan Forbes is lifted down the right field line and foul into the seats. 0-1. Well, Joe Corbett was waiting for this moment as soon as he got drafted by the Texas Rangers to pitch here in Amarillo. He's worked out in this ballpark a bunch. He went to West Texas A&M University here in the Amarillo area. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. This is high and inside. It's 1-1. And we were here in Amarillo when he got the news that he would be promoted in June. But he came up to the Rough Riders right when Frisco got back home. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Low and away, back pick to first, not in time. 2-1 on Forbes. And so he has a few of his college coaches from West Texas A&M here in attendance today. And he has some friends in a suite just to our left. Got to visit with them before today's ball game, and they were really excited to see him pitch. Here's the stretch from Corbett and the 2-1. There's a high pop-up back behind home. Garcia gives it a look, and it's out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And he is just out of this world excited to pitch here. He got to take Tristan Pauley, another Rough Riders reliever, around the campus at West Texas A&M today. He said he loved playing tour guide. 2-2, runner takes off. It's a pitch inside, throw to second, not in time. And Tawa steals his second base of the year. Three balls, two strikes on Forbes. Got a really good jump on Corbett. Swipes the bag. So a runner in scoring position. 5-1 Amarillo. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. So Joe Corbett comes in and picks up the strikeout in front of his home away from home crowd here in Amarillo. Two runs do come across, though. It comes on two hits, an error, and a runner left. We go to the top of the seventh. It's 5-1. Amarillo leads it over the top of Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Kellen Strom is inside as we start things in the top of the seventh inning. One ball and no strikes. 5-1 Amarillo out in front of the Rough Riders in game three of the series. Pitch into Strom. Chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Alexander, has it off his left hip and throws on to first to get him. One away. Trevor Hover makes his way in. Amarillo scoring runs in the second, third, fifth, and sixth. The lone run for the Rough Riders came in the fifth inning on an RBI groundout by David Garcia. Hover doubled back in the fifth inning. One back by Hernandez in the pitch. This is just high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes as Kenny Hernandez pitching in his second inning in relief for the Sod Poodles. He has the ability to go a few. 1-0 pitch. Hover chops it up the middle. It goes off the glove of the third baseman Forbes in the shift and rolls out into shallow left field. A wide turn by Hover, but he's back in. It'll probably be an infield single for Trevor Hover. A chopper on the left side of the infield. Forbes in the shift with the left-handed batter up at the plate was way off to his left and tried to reach out and nab it. It went off the end of his glove, and they mark it an error. So E5. Third error of the day for the Sod Poodles. Second consecutive day with three errors. Here's David Garcia in from the right side, the switch hitter. First pitch. He shows bunt, puts it down up the first baseline, rolling foul. 0-1. 5-1, Amarillo out in front. Top of the seventh inning with one out and a runner at first. Garcia, the aforementioned RBI ground out back in the fifth inning. On the offense tonight for the Rough Riders. Good news for the Rough Riders, though. Coming out of Midland, Frisco needs Midland to lose as many games as possible. They are currently losing 8-3 to Arkansas. It's in the bottom of the second. Man, that's a lot of offense early on. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way. Garcia takes inside, and the count goes to 1-1. So 8-3 the score in Midland in the bottom of the second inning. It's a score you'd more likely see here in Hodgetown. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Garcia swings, grounded foul into the netting back behind home, and it's 1-2. That's the thing about this ballgame. The Rough Riders are trailing by four runs here in the seventh inning, but there is so much game to be played as we play in the seventh. And Frisco, with their offense and what they've shown to do this season here, can get back into the ballgame in the blink of an eye. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2. A hard liner right to third, caught by Forbes out of the air. Oh, 105 off the bat from Garcia, but Forbes right there, and he picks it out of the air for round number two. Man alive. Rough Riders just can't catch a break tonight, as that one was blistered off the bat, but right at him. Two down, and Franier Chavez steps in from the ninth spot. He hit a ball as hard as you can in the fifth, right to Forbes as well, who caught it and doubled off Hover at third base. Rough Riders have had some hard contact tonight, just nothing to show for it. Trailing 5-1, top of the seventh. Pitch in. There's a high fly ball our way and just under the booth. 0-1. Well, that was the closest one we've had here. We're in kind of a precarious spot where we will get balls this way down the right field line. 0-1. Chavez takes low in the dirt. One ball, one strike. That one got you up out of your seat. Just a little bit. Rough Rider was trailing by four, top of the seventh. Runner at first. Two outs. 1-1 on Chavez. Stretch from Hernandez. And he kicks it home. There's a little looper down the right field line. Could be trouble. It drops in fair. Hover taking off around second on his way to third. He gets stopped right there. And the Rough Riders have runners on the corners. Frisco with two outs. Good opportunity with the top of the order coming up, and Jonathan Ornelas to climb their way back into this one. Time called, and Centeno will go out and chat with Hernandez, trying to calm him down. Chavez just fought that off down the right side, floating towards the line, and it fell in. And Hover, with two outs, was able to take off on contact. The mound visit is over. Runners on the edges for the Rough Riders. We've talked about scoring position tonight for Frisco. Rough Riders 0-4 with runners in scoring position after going 4-12 last night. But you hit six homers, and, well, it doesn't really matter what you do with runners in scoring position. It's going to help you out offensively. So here's Ornelas, who reached on an air back in the sixth. He's 0-3, coming off a three-hit day yesterday. Here's the stretch by the left-hander, and he delivers. Ornelas swings, cracks it foul right side over us. 0-1. Ornelas continues, though he's slowed down a little bit, to just be a monster with the multi-hit games. 42 multi-hit games this season. Eight more than the next closest on the Rough Riders. That's Blaine Krim with 34. The 0-1. Just inside on Johnny, and it's 1-1. He has 13 three-hit games and two four-hit games. So that means he's had 15 games in which he's had three or more hits this season. That is far and away the most. Next closest, 8. 1-1. He takes inside, and it's two balls and one strike. So he has just been dominating and picking up hit after hit after hit. His average down below 290 now, and trying to pick up a big hit with the Rough Riders in a scoring opportunity. Runners on the corners, two outs, top seven, Riders trailing by four. Here's the offering in. He cracks it up the middle into center, right at Barossa, though, and he makes the catch. And alive, he hit it hard, but right at Jorge Barossa in center field, and the side comes to a close in the seventh. For the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, an error, and two left on base. It's stretch time in Amarillo. Rough Riders trailing 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbett back to the hill in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-1 Rough Riders trail. Andy Yerzy in from the left side. First pitch. Slider inside. One ball, no strikes. So it's 9-1 and 2-2 up for Amarillo here in the seventh. Yerzy to be followed by Jorge Barossa and Robbie Enriquez. Corbett delivers home. Yerzy takes high and outside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Joe Corbett coming in relief for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning of Cody Bradford. First reliever used tonight by Frisco, and he picked up a strikeout in his lone batter face. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. So the line finalized on Cody Bradford, the Rough Riders starter. He goes 5 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits, all earned. 2 strikeouts and 1 walk. Not his best start. The pitch is high in the air and deep to right center field. This one is well on its way and gone. Andy Yerzy with his 12th home run of the year, and it extends the Amarillo lead to 6-1. Andy Yerzy in the 9 spot with a double and a homer. Top of the order now here in the 7th, it's Jorge Barossa. It's a fastball from Joe Corbett. That one deposited in a deep right center field, the deepest part of the park. Left-handed batting Barossa, the switch hitter. Corbett delivers. Bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Barossa 1-for-3 with a double in today's ballgame. Frisco trailing by 5 now as Amarillo has scored in all but 2 innings offensively. The pitch. Low of the zone, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders with a win last night took sole possession of first place for the first time this year. And Arkansas has added on over Midland as the pitch is fouled away left side, and it's 1-2 now. They now lead it 10-3 over Midland, so that's good news for the Rough Riders. If both teams fall, Frisco will still be in sole possession of first place. But Amarillo will be tied with Midland, one game back of the Rough Riders. That's not what Frisco wants. Corbett the 1-2. Barossa swings, chops it back to the hill. Corbett's got it. Sets his feet and throws a bullet onto first. In time for the first down. Robbie Enriquez makes his way in. Rough Riders trailing 6-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Two homers allowed by Frisco pitching for the second straight night. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Corbett, who's ready from the stretch. He delivers. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's really fun chatting with Corbett pregame today, our pregame interview. He is one of those guys who is just always happy to be here. The pitch is high off the outside corner, and it's 1-1, 1-0. And even happier to be here, where he went to college at West Texas A&M University. WT, as they call it here. Stretch from the right-hander in the 1-1. Enriquez swings, chops it right side, and foul. And it's 1-2. And he is one of those guys who just exudes so much happiness, and it's just fun to be around. Really great clubhouse guy. He's ready from the stretch, and the 1-2. Breaking ball outside. 2-2. He was talking about the end of the season and saying he's very happy with where he is at this point at the end of the year and just trying to finish out the year strong. One of the biggest things that he's trying to work on is that command. 2-2. Breaking ball popped in the air behind home and out of play. And it's still 2-2. He said when he got here, he thought he gave up a few too many walks. And he's been able to cut down on that, and he wants to stay right there. And said he's going to be focused on more of that side of things as opposed to the results. And ultimately, when he gets into the game, he said he wants to do whatever he can to win. He really wants to make the playoffs and win a championship. The 2-2 is fouled away left side, and it's still 2-2. We've talked to a few coaches and players about that idea, you know, that baseball in the minors is about development, of course, but these guys really want to win. They're in first place right now, and when we got on the bus, you could hear the guys talking about it last night. They know the pitch. Chopper out to second base. Acuna gives ground, fields, and throws onto first. It's in time for out number 2 here in the seventh inning. Leandro Cedeno makes his way in now. 6-1. Amarillo out in front of the Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh. Joe Corbett really expressing that, how important winning is going to be for him. Corbett toes the rubber from the first base side. Looks in at Leandro Cedeno, who's been bottled tonight by the Rough Riders. 0-3. The pitch. Low and away. 1-0. A man who a lot of people have is the front runner for the MVP this year in the league. Corbett stretches. And the pitch on the way. Misses down low in the dirt. And the count goes to 2-0. The Rough Riders getting some action out of their bullpen just below us down the right field line. Justin Slayton will get up and start throwing. Here's the stretch from Corbett and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball hit high in the air and deep to left field. Forget about this one. That one is way out of here. Hits off the middle of the scoreboard in left center field. A long home run for Leandro Cedeno, his 30th of the year. And it's now 7-1, Amarillo. Got a 2-0 pitch and blasted it. Seven-one Sod Poodles. Absolutely crushed. 460 feet. The pitch is fouled away right side, and it's 0-1. 460-foot home run to left center by Cedeno, and now Tristan English in from the right side. Corbett ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Low and away with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. As we start the month of September, Rough Riders had the best ERA in the month of August in the league until last night. The pitch fouled away right side, and the count goes to 1-2. Rough Riders giving up 10 runs last night, and now starting the month of September, allowing 7. Corbett stretches in the 1-2. Check swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. He squeezes for strike 3. Side comes to a close. Second strikeout for Joe Corbett, but 2 runs across on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 2 solo homers in the 7th inning for Amarillo, and we go to the top of the 8th inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Hey, hockey fans. Join the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field on September 9th for Dallas Stars Night with a co-branded Stars Rough Riders beanie giveaway at the gates and post-game fireworks. Get your Texas hockey ticket pack available now, which features 4 tickets to Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on September 9th, 2 hockey teddy bobbleheads, and 2 reversible beanies. Get your tickets today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Couple pitches into the top of the 8th inning. Aaron Zavala has a 1-1 count to his name. Rough Riders trail 7-1. Kenny Hernandez still out on the hill. He winds back and deals to Zavala. Outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Zavala 0-for-3 tonight. A rare 0-for. He's riding an 8-game hitting streak and an 11-game on-base streak into this one. Amarillo has scored 5 runs in their last 3 innings offensively to blow this game open 7-1. Here's the windback by the left-hander in the pitch. Zavala swings, grounds it out to second. Tawa fields, throws onto first base and gets it. One out. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. 2-for-3 today. Really one of the only Rough Riders who's had success. Only multi-hit game tonight by any Rough Riders player. A couple singles for him. Riders trailing by 6. Wind back in the pitch home. Foscue takes low and outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. 7 runs on 8 hits and 3 errors for Amarillo tonight. The pitch. Foscue swings, cues it foul. Up the first baseline off the end of the bat, 1-1. 1 run on 5 hits and 1 error for the Rough Riders. The Rough Riders, their losses recently have been very close losses. They have not gotten blown out very often. The 1-1. Chopper to third. Forbes has it head high. A couple scissor steps and throws across in time for out number 2. That brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Riders trailing 7-1. Krim 1-for-2 with a walk. The Rough Riders' losses have been at most 4 runs. And mostly 1 and 2 runs over the entire month of August.
The pitch.
Grimm takes a strike on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. The largest Rough Riders loss in the entire month was 4 runs. The pitch is chopped up the first baseline and foul, and the count goes to 0-2. And the last time the Rough Riders lost by more than that, it was a 6-run loss on July 29th, all the way back in Springfield. Grimm stands back in from the right side with 2 down. Riders trailing 7-1, wind back in the 0-2. Just a little bit outside, and the count goes to 1-2. Well, the Rough Riders have done such a good job recently of making sure that they're still in ball games. This one just got away from them late. Hernandez peels back and deals into Krim. There's a high drive into deep left center field. This one is well on its way and out of here. That hit a car in the parking lot beyond left field. And Blaine Krim homers for the third time in the last 2 days. A solo shot. And it's now 7-2. Blaine Krim with his 19th long ball of the season. Rough Riders are not going to go down without a fight tonight. That thing was absolutely crushed. Well, Blaine Krim with a long home run, hitting a car in the parking lot in left center field. And now Acuna swings and misses. Hernandez looks in for the sign. Winds back in the pitch on the way. A swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. Hernandez looks in. Blaine Krim with a long homer. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Off the outside corner, it misses. 1-2. The Krim home run was also on an 0-2 pitch. Hernandez looks in for his sign. Back into the windup and the pitch. Down low and inside and misses. 2-2. 7-2, Amarillo out in front. Hernandez squares his shoulders to the Rough Riders' first base dugout. Back into his wind and the left-hander is 2-2. Chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Blaze Alexander, has it and throws onto first in time to get Acuna to retire the sign. Rough Riders do get a run, though, on a solo homer by Krim. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. 7-2, Amarillo out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the home half of the eighth inning. 7-2, Amarillo out in front of the Rough Riders, though Blaine Krim homering in that top of the eighth inning to put a little bit closer for the Rough Riders. Justin Slayton, the third pitcher used tonight by the Rough Riders, as Cody Bradford got the start, and Joe Corbett threw an inning and a third. Blaze Alexander will lead things off against Justin Slayton, the right-hander. Trying to keep this one close at a five-run contest. Five runs a little bit different here in this ballpark. Pitch in. Chopper up the middle on a broken bat to the shortstop Ornelas, who fields above his head and slings it across in time. One away. Pretty efficient for Justin Slayton. One pitch and one out. And here's Juan Centeno. Sun starting to set here in downtown Amarillo, Texas, in the Texas Panhandle, as we've had wonderful sunsets the last two nights. And looks like we're shaping up for another one here with the clouds along the horizon that will turn a beautiful orangish hue as the sun continues to go. Left-hander at the plate, and the right-hander's pitch. Fastball pierces the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Justin Slayton puts the ball behind his back, looks in for his sign from the catcher, David Garcia. And here's the offering in. There's a line drive into left center field, and that one's down for a base hit. Hover cuts it off and gets it back in. Centeno content with a single with one out here in the eighth. Brings Tim Tawa to the plate. 7-2 Amarillo out in front, bottom half of the eighth inning. Justin Slayton, the 24-year-old, 6'4", 222 pounds. The pitch, a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Slayton out of New Mexico for his college ball. 1-6 this year and 8.04 earned run average. Slayton from the stretch and the 0-1. Eye off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Well, we've talked about it a lot. It's the playoff race that's heating up down the stretch here with 16 games remaining in the season. Slayton's pitch. Breaking ball hit foul to the screen, and it's one ball and two strikes, and good news for the Rough Riders as Arkansas continues to put it on Midland out here in West Texas, just south of us. That score, 11-3, Arkansas out in front. So even if the Rough Riders fall tonight, they'll still be in first place by one game. And Amarillo will be tied with Midland for second place, one game back. Slayton's offering high and tight, backs him off. Two balls, two strikes on Tawa. Reached on an air back in the sixth. He's 0-3. Rough Riders love to come back with a win tomorrow. Slayton from the stretch, the 2-2. Check swing, and he was able to hold on a pitch down low off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. And tomorrow we'll see the Double-A debut of Mason Engler, who came up just today from High A Hickory. Slayton ready from the stretch, and the payoff pitch on the way. Chopper, right side of the infield, Acuna over to his left. He fields on his second for one, and no throw to first. A brilliant play by Acuna off to his left, picking it, and then in shallow right field, two steps into the grass. He pirouetted and threw on to second for the out. And that's a big out for Justin Slayton, number two in the inning. Boy, Acuna, the defender of the year in the minor league system for the Rangers last year, showing it off to get the second out. And here's Tyquan Forbes. Tawa reaches on the 4-6 fielder's choice. And Forbes is 1-for-2 tonight with a couple runs scored and a walk. First pitch. He swings, lofts it into shallow right field. Zavala coming in. He can't get it. Plays it on a hop and gets it back in quickly. So Forbes singles for the second time tonight. And there are two aboard with two out in the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-5. 7-2, I should say, here in the eighth. Slayton trying to work through some base runners and base traffic here in the eighth. Andy Yerzy, who's been a problem for the Rough Riders tonight in the ninth spot, steps in. A solo homer in the seventh, a double in the fifth. Slayton from the stretch, and the right-hander kicks it home. Bottom of the zone for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Stretch by the righty. 0-1. Chopper, right side of the infield. Krim charges and picks from first base. Takes to the pillow himself. And there's the final out of the eighth inning. 7-2, Rough Riders trail as we go to the top of the ninth. And it's the last ups for Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders trailing 7-2. Frisco needs 5 runs to tie it and 6 to take the lead here in the top of the ninth. It's not unheard of here in this ballpark. Kellen Strom to lead things off. It's Strom, Hover, and Garcia, 6-7-8 in the order. Teller takes over on the hill. Here's the stretch in the right-hander's pitch. A line drive into right center field. That one's down for a hit, and Enriquez cuts it off in the gap. Strom a wide turnaround first, but he stops right there. Base hit for Kellen Strom to lead things on. Trevor Hover stands in now. Hover in as Teller gets ready from the stretch. And he brings it in. Just misses low. 1 ball, no strikes. Brent Teller, the right-hander. Stretching the pitch. Bottom of the zone for a called strike, 1-1. Rough Riders 2 runs tonight, an RBI ground out, and a solo homer. Offering home. Hover takes high. 1-2. Teller looks in. He's got his sign set. The pitch. A check swing and a high fastball. They appeal, and he was able to hold 3-1. Riders trailing by 5 here in the ninth. The pitch. Misses high. A walk to Trevor Hover. Runners at first and second here in the ninth inning, and David Garcia makes his way to the plate. Garcia in from the left side, and the first pitch from Teller. High off the outside corner, 1 ball, no strikes. Garcia Good chance for the Rough Riders to try and chip away at this deficit here in the ninth. Teller readies and delivers in. Garcia check swing, takes outside 2-0, and Centeno will go out and chat with Teller. Teller threw a scoreless inning in the opener of this series, allowing just a base hit to Aaron Zavala. Garcia, an RBI ground out. They came back in the fifth. Hover at first and Strom at second here in the ninth. Teller kicks it in. And a strike in the outside corner, 2-1. Amarillo has scored in all but three innings offensively tonight. One in the second, one in the third, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, and two in the seventh. Teller delivers. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. And one bad pitch away from loading the bases. Man warming out of the bullpen as well for Amarillo. Looks like Blake Rogers. Teller ready from the stretch. And the 3-1. High foul back. And it's three balls and two strikes. Now Garcia battling, and so is Teller. Clearly does not have his good stuff tonight. Payoff pitch on the way from Teller. Garcia grounds it up the middle. The second baseman, Tawa, bobbles, and everyone's safe. Oh, that would have been a double play. Tawan, easy double play. Ball up the middle, and the second baseman to his right was in front of it, and it went off of his glove down below him, and everyone's safe. The bases are loaded with nobody out. So you're saying there's a chance. Oh, you couldn't get much more tailor-made on the double play ball up the middle with the catcher Garcia running. He booted it, the fourth error of the game for Amarillo, and the bases are loaded. Here's Franier Chavez in the ninth spot. Teller delivers. Chavez takes a strike with a breaking ball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 7-2, Amarillo. They lead it, but the Rough Riders with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the ninth. Teller ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Chavez takes low in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders with just two runs on seven hits tonight. It's been single, walk, and error to load the bases, and Blake Rogers is on deck. Here's the stretch by Teller. And the right-hander is 1-1. Chavez takes outside. Two balls and one strike. You have to imagine this is going to be Teller's last batter with Rogers warming up in the bullpen. Frisco making things interesting here in the ninth. Teller ready from the stretch. The 2-1. A high pop-up foul left side, and it's 2-2. Frisco has been able to string together hits really well throughout the season, especially here in the second half. And the good news is Jonathan Ornelas is on deck, top of the order. Teller looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander delivers in the 2-2. Fouled back to the netting. He stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Chavez back in from the left side of the plate. One for three tonight with a single into right field back in the seventh. 2-2. A high fly ball down the right field line, and foul. Still two balls and two strikes, as that one was a little too close to for comfort for Amarillo, nearly missing a grand slam. Ranger Chavez does not have a homer with the Rough Riders, playing in his fourth game. Only three homers in high A. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Chavez. Grounder, first base side. Cedeno has it. Throws on to second for one. Throw to first. In time for the double play. 3-6-1 double play. Run scores. And the Rough Riders now trail 7-3, but they trade two outs for the run. Runner at third, two down here in the ninth inning. Top of the order in Ornelas. Boy, that was well executed. Two down. Ornelas in for the right side, and Teller will be allowed to face the Rough Riders leadoff man. Seven to three, Rough Riders trail here in the ninth. Teller stretches and pitches. Ornelas grounds it, third base side, and through into left field, base hit. Hover comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for Ornelas. Rough Riders now trail 7-4. RBI base knock for Ornelas, his 56th RBI of the year, and Aaron Zavala will not face Brent Teller. Here comes Sean Roof, and he makes the motion down to the bullpen. It'll be a save opportunity for the right-hander Blake Rogers coming out of the pen. Pitching change here in Amarillo. One out away from ending the ballgame. Rough Riders have different ideas. We'll return to Hodgetown after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down to their final out here in the top of the ninth inning, but two runs in, they trail 7-4, and here's Aaron Zavala to face Blake Rogers on for the save. First pitch is a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1 as Ornelas takes off for second on what will probably be a stolen base. With it being a three-run game, we'll see if they call it defensive indifference with no throw down. Stretch in the pitch. Zavala swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Zavala 0-4. 8-game hitting streak and 11-game on-base streak on the line here for Zavala. Frisco down by three. Down to their final strike. Rogers ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. There's a high fly ball to left center field, a long run for Barossa, and English is there from left. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close, and the game comes to a close. Rough Riders fall 7-4, the final to Amarillo as they take a 2-1 lead in this 6-game series. Our final 7-4, Amarillo wins it. We'll break it down in the post-game show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back into Hodgetown. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 7-4 to Amarillo. Final line scores, 7 runs, 10 hits, and 4 errors for Amarillo. They strand 5 of the base paths. Rough Riders, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. They strand 6 tonight. Hernandez gets the win out of the bullpen. Kenny Hernandez goes to 4-4 on the year. Cody Bradford, the loss, he falls to 8-7, while Rogers came in for the save to finish things out, and he picks up his 13th save on the year. Final game time, 2 hours and 27 minutes here in Hodgetown in front of 5,474 here in Amarillo. It was a really good crowd tonight on a Thursday. All the scoring in this ball game happened often for Amarillo as they scored in the second inning on a solo homer by Blaze Alexander and then took the lead 2-0 with a sacrifice fly in the third. The Rough Riders made it 2-1 in the fifth on an RBI ground out by David Garcia, but Amarillo came right back with a run in the bottom half of the fifth inning on an RBI double by Andy Yerzy and 2 runs in the sixth, 2 runs in the seventh, to make it a 7-1 game. Rough Riders in the top of the eighth got a solo homer from Blaine Krim before scoring a couple runs in the ninth on a run scoring on a double play ball. And then an RBI single by Jonathan Ornelas before Aaron Zavala flied out to end the ball game to the warning track. Rough Riders fall 7-4. We'll be back to put a button on this baby go around the Texas League and Ranger affiliate scoreboard in addition to setting up our pitching matchup for tomorrow's ball game. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fall in the third game of the series on this Thursday night, 7-4 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Rough Riders now fall to 29-24 on the season. Amarillo moves to 28-25 on the second half. I should say, not the season for the Rough Riders. That's also their second half record. Let's take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League. Rough Riders needing a loss from Midland to stay in first place, and they're feeling pretty good about that right now. Arkansas has really opened up the offense. It's 13-3 in that ball game in the top of the fifth inning. Arkansas out in front of the Midland Rockhounds, so good news for the Rough Riders. Elsewhere, Wichita with a 9-6 advantage over Springfield at Hammonds Field, and it's 5-1 Corpus Christi out in front of San Antonio in the top of the sixth inning. Northwest Arkansas in Tulsa at One Oak Field was postponed, and so they will make that up as part of a doubleheader in tomorrow's two games. As for the affiliate scoreboard with the Texas Rangers, we start in Low A, where Down East falls to Fayette. Oh, that's yesterday's scoreboard. Let's look at today's. How about that? Down East currently in the top of the ninth inning against Fayetteville. Fayetteville leads 6-3 over Down East out at Segra Stadium. No, it's at Granger Stadium. It's at home for Down East. And then Hickory on the road in Aberdeen. And Aberdeen, the affiliate of the Orioles, they win it 4-3 over Hickory. And that's a tough loss for the Crawdads as they score all three of their runs in the seventh and eighth innings and just come up short. Triple-A Round Rock, they're ahead of Oklahoma City in a delay right now in the top of the seventh inning. It's 2-0 Round Rock out in front. And that's always good news to see that nothing on the scoreboard. And Round Rock, let's see who started that game. It was Tyson Miller, 5 shutout innings. Chase Lee, a scoreless inning. And DeMarcus Evans in 2/3 scoreless currently as Round Rock leads 2-0 on a Sandro Fabian 2-run homer, scoring Sam Huff. That's a couple former Rough Riders right there for you. Texas Rangers in action on the road at Fenway Park. And the Rangers, a 6-3 advantage over the Red Sox currently. That game in the bottom half of the seventh inning at Fenway. Rangers, a start from Glenn Otto today. He allowed 3 runs over his 5 innings of work, but the offense has really exploded for the Rangers, providing a whole lot as no home runs on the day for Texas, but a couple multi-hit games from Simeon and Seager at the top of the card. And Bubba Thompson with a 2-hit game in the 9 spot as well. He's now hitting .280 on the year. Great to see from Bubba Thompson in his rookie season. Let's check out our pitching matchup for the fourth game of the series tomorrow. It'll be a Friday night ball game, and we're going to see the Double-A debut from Mason Englert, the newest Rough Rider. Really excited to see the right-hander take the hill in tomorrow's ball game. Bryce Jarvis will go on the other side for Amarillo. He's 3-4, a 7.66 ERA, and he has pitched plenty here at this level for Amarillo. Should be a fun pitching matchup. Always fun to see Double-A debuts. And we will see one tomorrow with Mason Engler. He will be our pregame interview guest as well. Able to catch up with him before today's ball game, and that was a really fun chat. We're going to split it into two parts, so make sure you tune in pregame tomorrow, as will be a 7:05 first pitch, 6:45 with a pregame show, and learn a little bit about Mason Engler before his first start in a Rough Riders uniform. That's going to do it for us tonight on the broadcast. Rough Riders fall 7-4 to Amarillo in the third game of this six-game series. Thanks to our gracious hosts, the Amarillo Sod Poodles here at Hodgetown. And on behalf of everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:45 for the pregame, 7:05 for first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.